If we did not have an African-American president in the White House as we speak right now, Mary Landrieu would not be in trouble. Mm-hmm. Kay Hagan would not be in any kind of trouble. Michelle Nunn would win overwhelmingly. And, you know, maybe Alison Lundgren-Rounds would do well. Those old white people, they're going to die someday.
So if Cory Gardner beats Mark Udall in Colorado today, it will be because he ran to the left of Mark Udall.
But this president has not been politically deft on immigration. He wants the issue. I'm not sure he wants the damn bill.
Cory Gardner looks like a Muppet that's stuck in on.
Well, it's also a real blow to President Obama.
What do you think is the good news that might come tonight for people that want to have good news tonight? How's that for a question?
Oh, that's a good question, Chris. Yeah, I know, right? Good news. Well, you know what? I don't know what the good news would be.
But again, if the Democratic Party understands their base and who they are, at the 11th hour, they had Barack Obama on black radio, for instance, trying to get out that last bit of black vote.
Barack Obama is deeply unpopular.
But you've got to have an answer other than humana, humana, humana.
You have to observe certain protocols in American politics.
Can I sound a bit like a Marxist here because people accuse me of this? I really do think economics drives almost everything.
This clearly will put him on the national spotlight.
Mitch McConnell had an eerie confidence all along, even as the rest of the country called this a race to watch.
I mean, I think that again, you need to be gracious.
Can I ask a question of India? We talk all the time.
It's not a substantive argument. It was a scare tactic by the Republican opponents of Democratic incumbents who tried to focus on ISIS and Ebola in the scariest, most non-factual ways to take the
Will Mitch McConnell be able to handle it if Ted Cruz is essentially running an impeachment train? All of the legislative chambers in the South have been going to the Republicans.
Are we all allowed to have an opinion?
He has no idea what he's talking about.
This is girls' night out. Okay, look. Okay, well, we disagree. We could go on all night about this.
This is all about 2016, about how they get to the White House the next time. That's the big prize in Washington. And there have been a lot of Republican senators who have hoped that Mitch McConnell will... Could that be me?
No, it's not you. It's something ambient.
No, I'm afraid it is, unfortunately. The alarm goes off, and there you are.
I thought you were a fire.
Those old white people, they're going to die someday.